your passion tank running on empty? Look no further. Gretchen of Always a Lesson has a double dose of just what you need. Come fill yourself up with an Empowering Educators podcast to start your day feeling empowered. Hi, elite educators. This is Gretchen from Always a Lesson, here to empower you to reach your potential. And in fact, I call you elite because only an elite educator would take time to invest in themselves by listening to a podcast like this to help hone their craft. And so today I want to talk to you about practicing your craft. So let's get started. I've played sports my entire life, so practice is just what I do to get better athletically. But practice for the classroom? I can't say I did that very much when I first started teaching. Luckily, as the years went on, though, I learned a few things. And I realized that in order for me to be as effective as I could be at any given moment, I needed to practice what I would be doing live in front of students. I mean, that makes sense, right? You can't just jump onto a Broadway stage and deliver a standing ovation-worthy performance. You also can't just walk into a gymnastics arena and complete a rigorous tumbling pass worthy of a perfect score. We aren't born perfect. We're never going to be perfect. However, we can always get better. And we can get better by practice. In fact, most of the people you look up to are people who are doing something great. They usually don't say, "Oh yeah, this is super easy for me. I just wake up being this good at it." They generally refer to hours of long practice and years of dedication to be at the level that they're at. And they also tend to continue to look ahead at areas they can continue to improve in so they get to be at a better level of performance. In fact, a teaching colleague of mine just recently said something that resonated with me. He said, "Practice echoes game. Game echoes practice." And he's right. We practice game-like scenarios so that we're prepared. And what happens in the game is usually a result of what we practiced. So if we did something poorly in practice without improvement, we're going to mirror that in the game. And it doesn't magically get better because you're all of a sudden in a game. And the same is true of doing something spectacular in practice will most likely continue to happen in a game. And well, why? How you practice it is how it's going to happen. Perfect practice makes permanent. So let me give you a non-education example. Do you guys remember a while ago there was a famous football catch in the end zone? It was by Odell Beckham Jr. He's a wide receiver for the New York Giants. And he caught the football with one hand as he flew laterally over the field. And the stretch of his arm and body was impressive. But then the fact that he made a completed catch from such an unlikely body position is really what made the crowd go wild. In fact, Beckham's quarterback, we all have probably heard of Eli Manning, he told reporters, and this is a direct quote, "He does that. He practices that one-handed snag. He's got big hands and great concentration, and he can make those plays. That was a pretty great one." So what stands out to me here is he mentions practice and the qualities about the player that make him successful. So then Beckham's safety, Antrell, also had a statement. He said, again, direct quote, "That's the best catch I think I've ever seen in my years of playing. I'll say it surprised me, but nothing surprises me with that guy. He's a phenomenal talent. It's something that he works on each and every day. He works on it in warm-ups, so for him, it's just another day in the park." So both of Beckham's teammates agree that this wasn't happenstance, and practice, concentration, and repetition ensured a big play occurred. And it makes sense. You can't just make that big of a play by accident. Well, maybe, but it would be super rare. He was able to do it under pressure because he originally practiced it in a safe environment over and over and over again until the habit formed. And when the crowd was roaring, the pace of the game became swift. He just let his body go into autopilot. His muscle memory took over from a drill he had done hundreds of times. So that's it, folks. You want to be great at something? Just practice. Well, easier said than done, I know. And in education, we just don't practice. In fact, we aren't even encouraged to practice. You know, write a lesson plan, deliver the lesson plan, come to numerous meetings, report to duty. Oh yeah, use the restroom if you can squeeze it in. And I have yet to have a principal say, you know, hey, that was a great lesson. Stop by my office later today and I want to practice your closure. I have some great ideas of how to make it stronger. That would have never happened. Yeah, right. That's what is so great if you have an instructional coach or a facilitator at your school, because they are your resource. And when they come in, ask them to meet up later and practice an area that they thought needed to be improved. So this pushes them to give you specific feedback on how to get better, and it requires them to know what they want the end result to look like in order to help you practice. So see, it's a win-win. You get better in the moment. They are able to articulate their expectations successfully. So one area I encourage you to practice is delivering instructions. Lots of time is lost in the classroom when we're not clear on what we expect of students. And if you haven't already, check out Doug Lamov's Teach Like a Champion techniques, specifically the what to do technique. It'll help you learn how to write these clear directions. Help you gain minutes in a lesson so then you can spend your time on content, not re-delivering instructions multiple times to students. So teachers, I charge you today to script every direction you plan to give in your lesson. Only run through the directions when practicing, because you don't want to overwhelm yourself with other parts of your lesson at this point. And let's be honest, we don't have lots of time to practice hours worth of lessons. So when you're live with students and you've practiced this at home, your directions are just going to fly off your tongue with ease, and you'll know that your directions were clear and specific because you planned them and practiced them to be that way. So if you feel good about delivering directions, but you're struggling with content, script direct instruction part of your lesson. This is what I call the I do part of the lesson, because I, the teacher, am doing all the talking through a mini lesson. So script out that direct instruction, then practice delivering only that section. I call it the sticky spot, because that's the part you need to practice. So when you deliver it in front of students, I bet you won't need your notes. You don't need to think through what you're saying. It's going to come through you naturally. You can focus on students' comprehension of what you're saying versus what words are coming out of your mouth. So overall, practice can make a teacher more effective and help them go from good to great overnight. So the lesson here, folks, start practicing. All right, elite educators, that's a wrap for this week's podcast on practicing your craft. Now go out and be great, because you've just been empowered. Calling elite educators! Are you in need of feeling empowered by someone who is just like you, who does just what you do, and well, just gets it? Then hop on over to alwaysalesson.com to learn more on the blog for tips and tricks of remaining passionate about your current work. Also, check out our social media links for more personal connection to other elite educators just like you. And if you're a newbie educator, grab a copy of my book, Elementary Education 101, What They Didn't Teach You in College, to ensure you beat the learning curve and end your first year ahead of the game. AlwaysALesson.com provides something for everyone. So elite educators, stop by today and get empowered.